Hello, I'm Rithula Shah. Thank you for downloading the World Tonight podcast on Wednesday the 13th of January. On the programme, is Poland's new right-wing government neutering democracy and undermining the rule of law? The European Commission is investigating recent changes made in Warsaw. We'll debate their impact. Also, the Scottish Secretary David Mundell has come out as gay, but does his sexuality make any difference to his political career? The Danish government plans to seize refugees' cash and assets to pay for their upkeep. It's controversial, but is this sort of measure likely to become more common as European countries struggle to cope with the sheer number of new arrivals? And should there be an English national anthem? Is Poland a failing democracy? Well, today the European Commission launched an unprecedented investigation into justice reforms introduced by Poland's new right-wing government to see if they violate EU democratic standards. The Law and Justice Party swept to power last year and passed laws enabling the government to choose judges for Poland's constitutional court and to appoint the heads of public television and radio. But protesters have taken to the streets to object to the changes. These latest demonstrations took place at the weekend, and the critics, the European Commission is among them, argue that the changes effectively neuter the judiciary and constrain the free press. Well, following a meeting of EU commissioners in Brussels, the European Commission Vice President Frans Timmermans explained the aims of the investigation.
This aims at preventing any situation where the rule of law might be called into question. What we want to do is to make sure that the rule of law is preserved and help find solutions if necessary.
But the Polish government accuses the EU of taking sides in what it says is an internal political dispute. The Prime Minister, Beata Szydło, told a news conference in Warsaw that these were matters for Poland, not Europe.
Poland has the right to take decisions on actions within the state, how the media are to be organised and how politics should be run. These are sovereign decisions of every country, including Poland.
Well, Rafał Pankowski is Professor of Sociology at Collegium Civitas University in Warsaw. What does he think Polish people make of the changes?
Well, it is quite clear that public opinion is very much divided on those recent events. But according to some latest research, more than half of Polish society express a view according to which democracy in Poland is under threat.
And yet, do you think they also support the EU getting involved, or is this perceived to be an internal matter for Poland to resolve?
Well, once again, I think views on this are very diverse. Polish society is a very strongly pro-European society, which is a paradox given the fact that a kind of Eurosceptic party, Law and Justice, just won an election. But nevertheless, more than 80% of Polish people very strongly support membership in the European Union. And of course, Poland has benefited from the membership in many ways. Overall, I think being a member of the European Union, Poland is expected to comply to basic norms and values of the European Union. And I think, again, the majority of people in Poland agree with that.
You say that the majority of Polish people are worried about the impact on democracy of these changes. And yet this is a government that was elected with an overwhelming majority.
It is a paradox, isn't it? Law and Justice got about 37% of the vote and the turnout was 50%. So it's not an absolute majority of the Polish people who voted for Law and Justice, but of course it is a democratic mandate. Now the question is whether this mandate is strong enough for Law and Justice to change the rules of the game in terms of certain constitutional norms. And this, I think, is where a lot of criticism about the recent policies comes from.
And what's your view? Do you think then that the government has perhaps somehow neutered democracy and the rule of law in Poland?
Well, I think there are some serious issues around the rule of law, around media freedom. And as a citizen of Poland, like many citizens of Poland, I am concerned about this. But there is one other thing that I'm concerned about too, and that's a wave of hate crime in the last weeks and months, a wave of attacks, verbal and physical attacks against all kinds of minorities, against migrants, against gay people, sometimes anti-Semitic attacks. This is one element of the current climate that I think is very worrying. And the general climate is definitely becoming increasingly authoritarian, which is something for Polish people and friends of Poland to know about and be concerned about.
Rafał Pankowski there. Well, Poland's the biggest of the ex-communist eastern states that joined the EU a decade ago. It's an important regional power and a member of NATO. So is the EU justified in challenging laws made by its democratically elected government? Daniel Kellerman is Professor of Political Science, Law and European Union Politics at Rutgers University in Newark, New Jersey. And Charles Crawford is the UK's former ambassador to Poland between 2003 and 2007. Is the EU taking the right approach?
On the whole, I think they aren't right to, as you put it, wave a red flag. Because I think if you are in the EU's shoes, you need to be very careful to be seen to be not taking sides in issues affecting a single member state. Now, that's not to say that things the new government in Poland have done aren't, you know, worrying from a certain point of view. The question is, how do you best raise it? And I think sending public letters and so on, frankly, plays into the hands of the people in Poland who want to say, ha ha, look, the world is in general is bullying us, and Germany in particular is bullying us, because that's the sort of thing their electorate likes to hear. So I think there's whether or not it's a good idea, and there's the question of whether or not it's been done well. And my instinct is probably in this case, being a lot more cautious would have been wiser.
Daniel Kellerman, poor diplomacy and perhaps meddling in something that is ultimately a country's internal affairs.
Well, I think, though, that the risk of inaction or of taking a wait-and-see approach is precisely that same approach with Hungary resulted in a very bad outcome, where the Orbán government was able to sort of pull off a similar power grab and consolidate power. So I think that the case for the EU stepping in with this kind of warning letter and increased monitoring is the idea that they need to act before the rule of law and media pluralism have been undermined, so that Polish democracy can correct itself.
Charles Crawford, given that countries that join the EU sign an accession treaty, they agree to uphold democracy and the rule of law, doesn't the EU then need to do something about it if it believes those terms are somehow being impinged upon?
Well, that's a good point. Of course, everyone has signed up to this, including Poland. But I just think I'm a diplomat, and so I look at this from a practical point of view. No country wants to be put on the naughty stool, being sort of told off by big brother or indeed big sister in Brussels. And we all know perfectly well that the EU would not be bringing in procedures like this for Germany, for Italy, for France, because the big European countries can somehow, you know, get away with it. We never had all this when Berlusconi was doing what he did with the media in Italy. I mean, there were a lot of concern about it and noises were made, but you didn't sort of launch a formal procedure like that. And I just think, if you know the psychology of Central Europe and you've lived there like I have for years, you know, it's very important to treat these countries with respect. And particularly Poland feels that it's been held back for years in different ways. And my own thought simply is, if you want to change what's going on in Poland, setting about it this way may not be the best way to do it.
Daniel Kellerman?
I think you raised some valid points there, but I think the case for action here really focuses not so much on the media issue where there were problems, let's say, in Berlusconi's Italy, but really on this question of the rule of law. Because what's happening right now in Poland is that there is a standoff between the constitutional court and the parliament, where the parliament is trying to stack the constitutional court or pack it with new judges, change the rules of operation of the court. And it is right now in outright defiance of two major constitutional court rulings in recent weeks. And so I think for the EU to stand by and allow the rule of law to just be steamrolled by this incoming government, I think would be wrong.
Charles Crawford?
Even if the law and justice changes go through, the constitutional court in Poland will have a lot more powers to strike down laws than the constitutional equivalent Supreme Court does in the UK.
Well, the UK doesn't have a constitution in the first place.
Well, that's what I mean. So when you're saying, hang on a minute, countries are getting out of line here, I think you need to be quite careful in comparing the likely end result of this with best practice across the EU. And I find it, I really do find it hard to say, and I'm not defending the government in Poland, why should I? But I find it hard to say that things have veered so far off track that this sort of very public telling off is likely to make things better. And the risk, I'm afraid, if you know a lot about Polish psychology and the way that the current government think about the world, the risk indeed may that you end up with them moving more in a Hungarian direction because of the public pressure. Pressure is one thing. Doing it in public in this sort of rather formal, in-your-face way just strikes me as unwise.
Daniel Kellerman, the EU's already pretty disunited and it has some formidable challenges ahead of it, not least the migrants crisis, a possible referendum here in the UK over its membership of the EU, and the Eurozone crisis, which sort of rumbles on at low level. Can it afford to pick another fight?
Well, there are certainly risks to picking this fight, as Ambassador Crawford pointed out, but there are, I think, equally or even greater risks to inaction, because as much as the EU is facing very serious crises that you outline, I think if the EU were to allow Poland, which is a much bigger, more strategically important country than Hungary, to sort of drift into this sort of what some people are calling illiberal democracy or sort of quasi-authoritarian status, if it were to allow that to happen, I think that would really call into question the very reason for existence of the EU if it can't assure that its member states remain democracies. Now, hopefully it won't get to that point. And for now, all the EU has done is say we're monitoring the situation closely, right? But I think, yeah, that kind of action is warranted.
Professor Daniel Kellerman and Charles Crawford.